Yes, Lord, we see you. You're high and lifted up, God. And we want to lift up your name today, Lord. You are the living God, the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Lord, you are the one that saved us and rescued us, God, out of the pit, out of the muck and mire, God. You saved us. Your salvation came to us. You heard our cry, God. And you came and you rescued us, God, out of Egypt. And you brought us, Lord, into your kingdom and into your family, God. We thank you this morning and we worship you, Lord. And we pray, Lord, that you'll come this morning in power and with the strength, Lord, with all your might, and that you would change our hearts, God, that you would change our minds, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray for salvation in this house this morning, that you would save this morning, God, in Jesus' name. Lord, we pray that you would baptize us in your spirit and with your love, Lord. Come and fill us this morning to overflow in the name of Jesus. And even as we worship you, Lord, that we would worship you in spirit and in truth, Lord, and with the power of the Holy Ghost. Would you come this morning, Lord, and fill us afresh and be glorified and magnified. And I pray, God, that we would decrease, that you can increase, God, in Jesus' name. Come, Lord.
Yes, God. You all. I really feel like we need to pray the Lord's Prayer, actually. Sure. Just to mark this morning, you all, with his name. Yeah. So, yeah. Yeah, let's all do it together, actually, yeah. So, repeat after me. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen, amen, amen.
Oh, Jesus, you are so holy, Lord. You are so worthy. And we thank you that we can come into this place in your presence under your banner, Lord. You present us blameless, Jesus. And yeah, I just pray that our eyes would be fixed on you today, that we wouldn't look at the things going on in our lives or how sinful we are, yet that is exactly what we are, Jesus, but we'd fix our eyes on you, Jesus, and just look at how beautiful and holy and worthy you are, Lord, and that you would just have all the glory and all the honor today, Jesus. And yeah, we just praise your name, Lord. You are the King of kings and the Lord of lords, and we love you, Jesus.
Thank you. Would you guys allow first time to pray with you, if that's okay? I'm very nervous, but this is not about me. Father God, I just want to thank you for your mercy, your grace, and your Holy Spirit that is in this place right now, Father God. Lord Jesus, you know that I was not supposed to be here right now, and you brought me here to this amazing place, and it was ordained to be, Father God. So today I know I want to specifically pray for deliverance, Lord Jesus. I want to pray for that loop that we keep doing to ourselves, Father God, where we're doing great for a while and then we keep slipping, Father God. The Bible says that we shouldn't be lukewarm for you, but rather on fire for you, Father God. We shouldn't be anxious about anything, but pray about everything, Father God. So today I pray for deliverance, Lord, that we will go back to our core beliefs, Father God, and structure that the way your book says we must, Father God. Structure that core belief so that when we are pressured in this evil world, that we revert to you and not our sinful nature, Father God. And I just pray that this is one of the last loops that we do, Father God, that we can actually focus and stay on path and not detour from your path, Lord Jesus, so that we can equip ourselves for the true purpose that we have individually in your kingdom, Father God. We're wasting time, Lord Jesus. We're wasting time by trying to care about I, and do what we want to do, Lord. Show us what you want to do, Father God, and use us as your fishers of men, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen.
Yes, Lord, we just want to proclaim your glory in this place this morning, Lord. We are so expectant to just see you move and work in every single one of our hearts. And Lord, I want to proclaim your salvation and just echo again your deliverance. Because your name, you, Lord, are worthy of every single one of our hearts just pouring out for you, Lord. And I pray for that today. I pray that there's a shift in every single one of us, whether today we get saved, whether we've been saved for a week, whether we've been saved our whole lives, Lord. I pray that every little breath that we breathe out, Lord, it just glorifies you and something shifts in our heart to just respond to you in everything, Lord. And Lord, I pray that when we leave this building, we are so set on fire to represent you in every little aspect of our lives that we don't just come and go like every other Sunday, Lord, but we come in this place and we leave transformed just because of your incredible holiness.
Thank you, God. Can we just celebrate? What is your name? The man that just prayed. Daniel. Can we just celebrate like just a man praying in front of people for the first time? Well done, bro. We're proud of you, man. And just before we carry on praying, I have a sense that God was asking, are you willing to do whatever it takes to experience my life this morning? Whether that's praying in front of a crowd for the first time or the Holy Spirit stirring your heart to raise your hands for the first time. Whatever it takes to experience his life, are you willing to do that?
Thank you. I was late. I didn't know there's an invitation to pray. Made it in time. We bow our heads down. Eliyom Adonai, Eliyom Adonai, Messiah King. Thank you, Jesus, for this beautiful opportunity. Thank you that we are all here present today, Lord, to lift your name up high, Father God. We bring everything before you. We are our Messiah King, and we love you dearly, Father God. Eliyom Adonai, Eliyom Adonai, Messiah King. Rafa, Rafa, Shalom Adonai. The great I am, the healer, the provider, every need that will bow down before your word, Lord. You are in this house. You are here to move us, to restore us, to give us the strength to face every single day. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. I will run into his courts with thanksgiving in my heart. I will run into his gates with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord has made and will rejoice, for he has set me free. Hallelujah. Adonai, Eliyom Adonai. Amen. Shalom. Peace be upon each and every one of you here today. Amen.
Yeah, Father God, we love you, God. And we are so excited and expectant for what you want to do this morning. God, I thank you for what you already started to do right now. God, I want to pray as we move on from here, God, would you help us to follow you? God, would you help us to partner with you so that you can come and do whatever you want to do this morning? We pray that in Jesus' name. Amen. Awesome. You're welcome to take your seats again. How cool was that? So as Uncle Henry earlier introduced me, my name is Chart. And for those of I know some of you, but for those of you who don't know me, morning. I'm very, very, very expectant for what God wants to do. And even out of this prayer time, I want to encourage you guys, be ready. As we can see, as each one already started to give that which God has put into them this morning. I think there's parts that God wants each and every single one of us to play. And I want to encourage you, whatever that looks like for you, be ready to step out. So once again, my name's Chart, and I am part of the crew from Mouthpuss, and we are very excited to be with you guys this morning. And as much as whenever I lead in Mouthpuss, Ivan, one of the elders there with us, always just gives you the same encouragement. Super practical, super easy, and you can't forget it. And it's always just, whatever you do, just remember to smile. So I'm going to be smiling a lot this morning. It doesn't mean I'm knowing what I'm doing. In fact, I've got no clue what I'm doing. But I'm trying my best to follow God this morning. And I think even for that, just as I step out this morning to lead this meeting in a new town, where I know a lot of you are probably sitting there thinking, who is this guy? What's he about? I want to encourage you, let that be the very thing that opens the door for you to step out into what God has for you this morning. I want to read want to give you some handles on what to expect this morning. This morning is going to look a lot different to what your typical service probably look like. I've not been here a lot to know what it looks like, but just for us as Malpos, we really, as we were praying this week, as we were preparing, we said, God, we really want to come here this morning and bring part of what you have been doing in Malpos into this congregation. So just to take you guys on a bit of a journey, in Malpos, we've been going through a season where God's actually been very kind to us in how he's moved on Sunday mornings. And I think probably for the last 3 or 4 months, every single Sunday morning look completely different. Most times there's 3 or 4 people ready to preach, and quite often we don't even go there. But there's such a sense lately of like, oh God, we want to be those that follow your spirit well. And even this morning, we actually, in praying for this morning, we said, God, we don't want to, now that we're going to a different town, fall back into our safety, our structures. This is how it's going to look like. But we want to follow your spirit this morning. We want to follow you well. So even with that, it's going to look a little bit different. But I want to encourage you. Let's open our hearts and let's follow God well. Can we do that? I want to read us a scripture. And I want to encourage each one of us to make it your own and to really, really ask God, God, what does that mean for me today? It's in 1 Corinthians 14, verse 26, and it says this: What then, brothers, when you come together, each one has a hymn, a lesson, a revelation, a tongue, or an interpretation. But let all these things be done for the building up. And this morning, if you can hear my voice, I'm talking to you. Like God has given you something to bring. Some of us have already prayed. Some of us might be leading worship. Some of us might have to come and break something open in worship. But right now, I want to ask you, like that little boy who, when Jesus was feeding the crowds, came with the little that he had, the few loaves and the few fishes, and God used that to feed many. Today, bring what you've got. If that's a hymn, bring it to us. If that's a song, bring it to us. But bring what you've got. Yeah, I think even, I'm actually going to ask James to come and share with us what God has been doing. So just to give you some context, we've had a youth leaders equip time over this past 3 days. And God has really moved powerfully in this time. And the reason why I want to ask James, just to share some of what God's been doing there, I actually feel this morning, some of what God did in our lives at that time is available for us this morning. So I want you guys to listen to James as he shares what has happened. And I want to ask you to open your heart and to trust God. God, like I'm hungry. I want to experience that as well. And allow him to come and bring you into that this morning as well.
So as you guys know, this is we're part of one congregation that's a part of, I think, 57 or 60. I keep losing track of the numbers. But there's a lot of, we're part of a big family. And we've constantly remind ourselves of that in Malpos. Like, it's not just about Malpos. So we're part of a bigger picture. And the last 4 days, we were at the youth equip, a 412 youth equip. And that is just a time where we are shown the bigger picture, where youth leaders from all around the country and all around the world, I think there were like 12. There had to have been more. Like 12 or 13, maybe 20, I don't know, but let's just be safe. It was like 12 nations represented on the stage from all over, America, Isle of Man, England, all over Africa. And what usually happens is at a youth leaders conference, everyone rocks up, everyone's buzzing with energy, everyone shouts and screams and worship is like a rock band and you go for it, right? And then you all leave going home tired. But this time, and there's often somebody that just preaches, you know, and there's a response and people pray. And this time was different. I want to encourage you guys. I feel like a changed man after the last 4 days. We were having moments where there was just silence for like 2 or 3 minutes at a time. And people, youngsters, like 18-year-olds, crying in the presence of God. And I had moments where I couldn't walk forward. I couldn't go anywhere. And I was just overcome by the presence. And it's nothing I did. It's nothing I did right. I didn't even raise my hands to earn the presence. There was nothing I could do but stand and enjoy the life of Jesus. And I believe that's available for all of us every single day, even this morning. And our, like, what we have faith for is that we are all going to be experiencing the life of Christ this morning. And so there was a lot of worship. There were preachers, but it just felt different. And I almost want to say, like, I think prophetically something's been broken open in South Africa and into the nations. And so that's available for all of us. That's a part of our family. That's our family. That's not just, you know, the youth leaders or whatever. That's Azefontein is involved in that. Langebaan has an inheritance in that. Malmesbury, all over the world, has this inheritance. And we get to join in and celebrate that. So, yeah, I just want to encourage you guys with that, that we had an incredible, incredible time.
And with that said, I think for us this morning, I actually want us to go into worship from this place. But just as you've listened to what James shared, that was what God has been doing among the youth. And even driving this morning, yeah, speaking to Jake about how I've experienced this youth leaders time. This, even in the car, just talking about what God has been doing. There was such a weightiness of the presence that even fell into the car. And I'm like, Jake, I'm not starting to cry. It's I just didn't sleep well last night. But even right now, some of what God has been doing there in our lives over this last few days, that's available for each one this morning. It's the presence of God, and God wants us to come from this place and just to enjoy His presence. And for us, for each one, I'm going to pray for us as we transition into worship. But I want to encourage you, just open your heart and in your own words say, God, this morning, would you come and do it in me? God, I am hungry to experience you in a way that's going to change me today. I am expecting to touch the person of Jesus in a way where I'll be different going home this morning. And I want to tell you, that's available today. Just open your hearts and ask, God, would you do it in me? So I'm going to pray, and then out of that, we can move into worship. But let's really trust God to do what only He can do. Yeah, Father God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for this past few days, just what you've done in our hearts, in our lives, God. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that you came and you did a work. And I want to pray for right now as we come into worship, as we want to set our face, our eyes on your face, God. Would you come and would you just make us so aware of your presence in this place? And would you, by your Spirit, come and do a work in each and every one of our lives? As we focus and fix our eyes on you, Holy Spirit, would you come and would you move among us? In Jesus' name we pray. Awesome. Welcome to get out of your seats. We're going to worship.
And over the mountains and the sea, your river runs with love for me. And I will open up my heart and let the healer set me free. I'm happy to be in the truth, and I will daily lift my hands. For I will always sing when your love came down. 'Cause I could sing of your love. Could sing of your love forever, and I could sing of your love forever, and I could sing of your love forever. Over the mountains and the sea, your river runs with love for me, and I will open up my heart and let the healer set. Love came.